Hello, 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 and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. This is Samantha Morgan, and my, oh my, it's been a morning already. And I, of course, want to encourage you guys, and I'm going to put out a disclaimer out there, of course, that this may not be the podcast for you, but that's the point of Life is Too Short for Matching Socks, is to put my opinion out there, what I think and how I feel, and to get feedback, because everybody thinks differently, and I think that we can help each other with things. But this is one of those things that you're not going to waver me on, you're not going to change my mind on, but I just wanted to shoot this out there, how sneaky the devil can be. I do not believe in crystals. I do not believe in sage. I don't believe in horoscopes and all of that stuff, because Jesus is enough. He don't need no help. He don't need you to wave nothing for him to clean out bad energy. You just need to pray. You just need to call on him. You need to release peace. You need to release joy in your home if you're feeling that way, and da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, right? So I got a jewelry set. I bought a bunch of just knick-knack jewelry, nothing expensive, just something to put on just to say I have jewelry on to, you know, make the outfit pop. You know how we do. And I just saw a cross and other little charms on this chain set that I wanted. I was like, oh, this is really pretty. I didn't look at all the chain set. I mean, all the charms. I just looked at the cross and the heart, and I was like, oh, this is really pretty, I'm gonna order that too, because it was like $4, you know. So I got everything in, and I was like, oh, let me wear them today. So I got dressed. I was going to put each chain on, because it's like 6 chains at one time, which I thought looked really pretty together. But anyway, I went to do it, and I put the cross on first. I put my little heart on, and not heart, yeah, like a little teardrop or whatever, put that on. And I was going to get the heart, and I was looking at the charms, and it was a crystal, a half moon, and a wand. And I was like, what? But let me back up. When I went to get them to put them on, they were tangled together. And I said, well, what is going on, Lord? Why can't I get this thing untangled? I'm trying to get to work or whatever. And that's when I looked at the charms, and the heart and the wand and the crystal was all together. It was tangled up. And I was like, okay, what is going on? I still didn't pay attention. You know how you'd be looking, but you're like, okay, whatever. And the Holy Ghost was like, look at what I'm showing you. And I look, and it's so easy to not pay attention. It's so easy to be caught off guard. It's so easy to not really listen when you're in a rush, right? Or not even if you're in a rush, just in general. It's so easy to do that. But God had me stop and look at how easy it is to be tricked in the smallest of things, but it's not small, because they were tangled together. I could not get it loose. It was so tangled that I got frustrated and was like, forget it. But once I paid attention to what it was, I was like, okay, God, I see you. You be looking out. I threw them away. I don't believe in those things. I don't need them in my house. I don't believe in witchcraft. And you'll be amazed at how simple and easy it is to bring things in your home without realizing what you're doing. And how sneaky and conniving the enemy is to get it to you, because you're thinking, oh, that's just so pretty. So, pay attention. It's the little of things we don't pay attention to. It's the things that we think is not that deep, but it really is that deep. It really is, y'all. It's so deep that you're wondering why you can't sleep at night. You're wondering why you feel like you're losing your mind. You know, just, again, it's the littlest of things, but it's something to pay attention to. I don't know who out there that believes in that stuff. That's on you. That's what you want to do. I cannot tell you what to do, but I do not. I do not. I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going, and I know that Jesus does not need a charm. He does not need sage, you know. And again, let me put a disclaimer out there. Sage, if you're using it for medicinal reasons, you know, seasoning, things like that, that's nothing wrong with that. But to get rid of energy, bad energy and all that stuff, I'm so sorry to tell you, it's not worth it. So have a great and amazing day.